This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Now, the flu epidemic is still raging. Hospitalizations are the highest since the CDC started tracking it this way in 2010. This is taking a toll on hospitals, but on schools, nursing homes, families, and some businesses are feeling it as well. Marketplace's Rima Krace is tracking this.
Dan Turner is president of TCG, an IT consulting firm. Since flu season began in October, roughly 30 of his 140 employees have called in sick. And this is what he tells them.
Rest and get lots of fluids, and did you remember to get your flu shot? And hopefully they did, because we actually paid for them to get the flu shots.
This flu season could cost companies more than $15.4 billion in lost productivity. That's according to Challenger, Gray & Christmas, an employment consulting firm. Even so, Turner's response is what it should be, says Ellen Kosick, a management professor at Purdue University.
Americans are notorious for not using all of their vacation and sick time, and it's just not a great culture if you make people feel like they have to work when they're sick.
And for the employees who don't have paid sick leave and try to tough it out,
they then run sort of a double whammy that they can't pay the rent or pay their bills, and they really can't stay home as long as they need to fully recover.
So she says they'll often go back to work earlier than they should and sometimes get other people sick. I'm Rima Krace for Marketplace.